This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
If you're 40 or older like me, losing weight can get tougher. The old tricks may not work any longer. On top of that, balancing family duties often means neglecting your own well-being. Good news, you don't have to struggle with weight loss anymore. I will help you tackle hormonal and metabolism changes and share proven strategies and methods to lose weight for good. Prioritize your health to fully embrace all that life still has in store for us. Hello, hello. How are you doing? I am Dr. Anna G, and you are listening to episode 10. I am in my office, in my sweatpants, and I'm ready to talk to you. Today, we will be talking about one of my last and biggest struggles in my weight loss journey. I was able to accomplish intermittent fasting, in which I was able to skip breakfast easily. I was able to stay on protocol and eat only protein, veggies, and healthy fats. I was able to break my addiction to sugar and flour. I was even able to not snack in between meals. But nighttime snacking, that was the hardest to me. Evening snacking was my nemesis. Yes. I was okay immediately after dinner was done, which was around 7 p.m. But as soon as my husband and I retired to our bedroom, which was around 9 p.m., one of our favorite things to do was to grab a snack from the kitchen and run it up to our bedroom. It was like a ritual or a routine that we did every single night. It could be potato chips, ice cream, candy, nuts, popcorn, fruit, literally anything snacky. So that was a hard, hard habit to break. When I started my new protocol of eating healthier, the late night snacks were no longer the chips, ice cream, cookies, etc., but I would still want to eat something, whether it was nuts or fruits. So even though they were healthier choices, the fact remained that I wasn't actually hungry. I was doing it more out of routine. It was our way of relaxing as we watched our favorite show on Netflix. It was a comforting habit, a relaxing habit, a fun habit. It made our time together more enjoyable. Sometimes we would throw in a beer or a glass of wine. I am not saying anything is wrong with all of that per se, but for me, I felt I needed to break this habit because it was the last thing stalling my weight loss. It was no longer something I wanted to do because I wanted to stop eating at 7 p.m. and allow my body to start intermittent fasting until the next day. As long as I was eating into the evening hours, I was cutting my fasting time shorter and shorter. So I sought help from one of my coaches, and I told her the problem. She helped me question why I was doing it and if I wanted to continue it. I told her I did it for comfort and out of habit, and I no longer wanted to continue it, but I felt I couldn't stop. My coach told me that if desire is always answered with a reward, then the desire will continue to increase. She taught me to stop answering the desire, and soon the desire will stop. If I kept feeding it, it will continue. That helped me tremendously, along with some other tools that I will share with you. So initially, I stopped answering the desire to get a snack in the evening when we would watch TV. But I would then reason with myself that maybe I am hungry, and that's why I wanted a snack. But I answered back with another reply to my body. You see, I learned the concept of telling your body to dine in, meaning telling your body that if it is hungry in the evening, then simply dine in all you want on my existing fat. Somehow saying that made all the difference. It was like a world of difference. And I was able to break the vicious cycle of eating in the evening as we watch Netflix, because I knew deep down that I wasn't truly hungry. So if I thought I felt hungry, I just told my body to dine in and the hunger would dissipate. I eat a very decent dinner and it keeps me satiated until lunch the next day. So I knew I wasn't truly hungry. I was just hungry for comfort, hungry for my nighttime ritual or routine with my husband. Now my husband may still grab a snack, but I am honestly okay without it. Mind management is a powerful tool. Now I find my comfort in just laying against my husband and enjoying the comfort of my bed and pillows and watching our favorite show. I also find comfort in not relying on a decades-long crutch for relaxation in the evening. I rather have my body start healing and repairing itself instead of diverting energy to digest the evening snacks I put into my body. Now that is true comfort. So what I would offer to you is, if you feel hungry for that evening nighttime snack, I want you to question it. Like, are you truly hungry? Are you hungry for something else? Is there maybe some emotions that you're going through? Again, remember we talked about overeating may not necessarily be a hunger problem, a true hunger problem, but that it is an underfeeling problem. So in the evening, just check yourself, ask yourself when you start wanting to run to that kitchen like I did to grab a snack, and question yourself, like, well, how are you doing, Anna? How's it going? And talk to yourself. Ask if there's any emotions that you're going through, anything that's bothering you. Or for me, if you're like me, that is just a nighttime ritual or routine that you find super enjoyable, then these are some tools to help you possibly break it. It helped me tremendously. I know this episode is short, but I just wanted to share this with you because it was my last remaining nemesis. And I just want to encourage you, if you utilize these tools, you too can conquer that nemesis if that is your, if that is also a struggle for you. If you are enjoying this podcast, please consider writing me a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. 5 stars would be amazing. If your review gets selected, I will read it in one of my future episodes. Also, if you have any comments, questions, or topics that you would like me to cover, please go to my website and write to me there. I would love to hear from you. And also, I would love to hear from you if you've been applying all my tools and strategies from my podcast episodes, and if it's working for you, I would love to hear your story, your journey. Once again, my website is trimandtimeless.com. Remember to spell out "and." Until next time, take care, my friends. Thank you so much for tuning in to Trim and Timeless. If you're feeling inspired and ready to take your journey to the next level, remember that I am here to support you every step of the way. If you're looking for additional accountability, personalized coaching, and unwavering support, visit trimandtimeless.com. That's trimandtimeless.com. You can sign up for a complimentary mini session where we can explore how I can help you achieve your goals. It would be an honor to be your coach and guide you towards the success you deserve. Until next time, remember, it's never too late to lose weight.